For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Sports Ethos NBA DFS Today podcast. I am your host, Keith Cork, and I'm going to be flying solo because I'm recording late as heck, which, maybe not necessarily a bad thing. Maybe I stay on top of the injury news a little bit better than before, but you guys be the judge of that. Let us know. Leave us a review and stuff like that. We love that stuff. So, but hey, it's Friday. I know you guys are super excited because, hey, you know, you're going to be able to have the next couple days off. Not me. I don't do that. I get Tuesdays off, but and another day of the week, but no, it's okay. I'm glad you guys get the days off. You guys should enjoy it. We have an 8-game main slate for your Friday, and I got some injury news to stay on top of. The biggest one probably at the very top of my list here, Joel Embiid, questionable with a foot injury. Definitely got to stay on top of that one. We've got De'Aaron Fox already ruled out with a personal issue of some kind. Kevin Porter Jr. is still out. Jalen Green out with a calf injury still. So I wanted to mention both of those guys. And we've got on the Rockets as well, Jabari Smith Jr. questionable with a hip injury. So lots of Rockets assisting that tank as we come down the stretch here towards the All-Star break. We've got Rudy Gobert still questionable with that groin injury. We'll have to see what goes on there. Jeremy Grant is questionable with a concussion. Also for the Portland Trail Blazers, we have Nurkic out already with a calf injury. Just want to remind you guys that OG Anunoby is out with that wrist injury. Figured he'd probably miss a little bit of time with that. It looked really nasty. I'm glad he didn't break it. Seems like everything came back pretty clean, so good for him. Trey Jones of the Spurs is doubtful with a foot injury, and Jeremy Sohan is out with a back injury. So some more tanking going on already. Early tank season. I don't know. Maybe that's what's going on here. But let's go ahead and move on here. Let's talk about some of these games here. I'm excited, man. I got a few games circled on my list here. Indiana and Sacramento has got to be at the top of my list. And so you guys know me. You know I love Sacramento. I love them. I mean, I want them to win this season. Like, I love them as a team, like, just in general, like, to root for them. But I also love attacking them in DFS because they have really high-paced games and a lot of fun, you know, up and down and high-scoring affairs. So let's talk about Domantas Sabonis at 10-1, though. Indiana, the team that just traded him not that long ago. I mean, it's been a while now, but there's still got to be some kind of feelings there. So you got the narrative angle there. But you also have no De'Aaron Fox here. So a lot of the offense is going to run through Domantas Sabonis. I would expect maybe some inflated assist numbers. I expect maybe a few more touches, you know, just in general. Few more points, maybe. I just think it's going to be hard to fade Domantas Sabonis here at 10-1. I know the Pacers are a tough team at the center position, basically. You know, Miles Turner is a very good defender. But that doesn't scare me away. If anything, I hope it scares other people away, because I think Domantas Sabonis is just so important to what the Kings do. And it's going to be even more so. It's going to be amplified without De'Aaron Fox there. So I like Sabonis at 10-1. Without Fox, also, I mean, I'm thinking, taking a look here at Huerter at 5,400 and Harrison Barnes at 5,300. I mean, obviously, those guys, not necessarily somebody you're going to gravitate towards just on a whim, not in general. Not, you know, you could say, hey, De'Aaron Fox is out. I'm going to go to Kevin Huerter and Harrison Barnes. But I think those guys will shoulder a little bit more of the offensive load, a little bit more of the shot creation load here. And so I think they might be a little bit of a, I wouldn't say sneaky, because I think some people will be on them. But a little bit more of an under-owned play on this slate here. Of course, I do got to mention the chalk here, which I am eating. Davion Mitchell at 3,000. You know, we saw what he did last year without De'Aaron Fox in the lineup, without the other guys also. There was the Kings are basically tanking at that point. So a little hard to expect a huge game out of him. But he does have that kind of ability in him. And, you know, what we're hoping for is, you know, a good 20 DK points here. And I think that's not out of the question here. I think it's pretty easy for him to get to that point as long as he's going to get, you know, 25-plus minutes, which he should get with no De'Aaron Fox. They really have no other backup point guards. They have Dellavedova. I'm not playing Dellavedova. I think you're going to be crazy if you play Dellavedova. But, yeah, I just don't see him playing a lot of minutes. So not too worried about that. We also have on the other side of the ball, and this is just a fun stack here. Tyrese Halliburton, 9,200. If you stack Sabonis and Halliburton, the guys that were traded for each other, obviously, I just feel like that's so fun. I'm doing that, and the one lineup I've made so far. But you know what? 36 minutes in his return game, his return to the lineup, I think that is speaks wonders to like what's going on here. Now, of course, we have to make sure he plays. It's a back-to-back. It's his first game back in the last one, I believe it was. I think it was, right? And so he might get held out of that back-to-back. It's like we have the back-to-back here, so you got to be at page to that as well. But as long as he's playing, I mean, he got 36 minutes in his return. I mean, if he's playing, I mean, there's no doubt he gets 32-plus minutes. And he's Tyrese Halliburton, man. He's an all-star, man. Come on. So, yeah. I love Halley here at 9,200. I love running him back with Domantas Sabonis. So I think that's a really fun stack there. Let's talk about let's just move down the list here. Let's talk about the Philadelphia 76ers and the San Antonio Spurs. Embiid is the big question mark here, so I do want to talk about that. If there is no Embiid, I've got some interest in this game. If there is Embiid, I think Embiid's obviously got to be a play for you. The Spurs are just dreadful at guarding opposing centers. Jakob Poeltl, probably going to play some minutes there, but he's just not an imposing big man. I think Joel Embiid should eat just fine there. But if there is no Embiid, I think, you know, a lot of people are going to gravitate towards James Harden at 9,600. I think that's fine. I'm probably not going to end up with him. Probably in any of my lineups, honestly, but I think it's fine. I get the reasoning if you go that route. I'm looking more so at a couple of other guys, though. I'm looking at Tobias Harris at 6,000 if there's no Embiid. And even more so, probably my favorite play here is Tyrese Maxey at 5,900 if there's no Embiid. Just more offense to go around. James Harden's more of a facilitator these days. He's not really going off for those 40-point games anymore. He can give you 20, 25, you know. But he's not really doing that anymore. He's not the guy that's dominating the ball in that way. He's more of a facilitator. So I'm looking for the guys around him to kind of go off. So Maxey and Tobias are the guys I'm really keyed in on here. And I think I'm more so keyed in on Maxey just based on my other plays in the slate here and needing the guard position a little bit more. Speaking of guards, though, on the other side of the ball, I do like some Josh Richardson as a kind of a GPP stab here at 4,800. You know, I think the Philadelphia 76ers are a tough matchup for anybody, but if there's anybody in the Spurs that has the skill, and there's going to be no Devin Vassell, of course, Sohan, there's going to be some offensive touches to go around here, and, you know, Josh Richardson's kind of on a quest here, I think, to get out of the San Antonio and get to a team that's actually trying to win. And not that he's not, you know, he's still pretty relatively young. I think any team that gets him is going to get a pretty good deal here, a good player now. And probably for the next, you know, 5-6 years. I think he's a very decent player. I don't know why the Heat gave up him so early, but I think he's skilled. I think he's probably, if I'm going to guess on any of the Spurs, aside from Keldon Johnson, that's going to be able to handle this Philadelphia defense, it would be Josh Richardson. So I do like him a little bit as a GPP play here. And guys, if you like these calls, if you like all this stuff here, you like this pod, go get the DFS pass for me, please. It's so cheap. Like, it's literally $5 a month. Like, you can, like, try to think what even is $5 a month in terms of, like, a subscription. I don't think there's anything out there that's that cheap. So go get it. Sign up. Come join us. Ask us questions in the Discord. DFS Pass at sportsethos.com. Go sign up for it right now. Let's talk about a little bit about Toronto and Houston. Pascal Siakam, 9,100. Yeah. Up against Houston Rockets. I think he'll probably be a little bit overlooked here. I think a lot of people are going to gravitate towards that. You know, James Harden, Domantas Sabonis, even Halliburton. And I'm doing that too, so I'm not, like, you know, saying I'm not at fault here. But if you're playing GPP, you're playing a lot of lineups, I would definitely have some exposure there to Pascal Siakam at 9,100. I think he's going to have a really, really solid game here. I haven't been as PRA over, which is at 37.5. Yeah, let me just go ahead and mention it. Wager pass play. Dude, boom, dropping it right in the middle of the pot. Well, boom. Big ol' wager pass bomb right in the middle of this podcast here. 37.5 points, rebounds, and assists. That's at minus 120, I believe, on DraftKings right now. Let's verify that. Sorry, guys. 1 second here. Oh, that's only minus 105. Perfect. Minus 105 on DraftKings. Yeah, I went ahead and grabbed that. I played his over at 36.5 in the last game. He fouled out with like 2 minutes left and still got me the over. So, just a match made in heaven for anybody here against the Houston Rockets. I really don't know who's going to guard him on that Rockets team. I mean, who guards anyone on the Rockets team? That's a good question. But yeah, Pascal Siakam, 9,100. I think you have to take a few stabs at him and GPPs for sure. Chris Boucher at 4,100. Another guy I think that gets overlooked quite often. I've been playing him a little bit here and there in my GPPs. He hasn't quite had that game yet where he's just absolutely gone off. And this could very well be the one. This could be the one, my guys and my girls. Against the Houston Rockets here, not like I say it's like a great game for him. He's not like that kind of guy that gets up and down the floor quickly. I mean, but he is a lithe, big man that likes to dunk the basketball, get transition buckets, shoots threes. I think he could get to that 35-40 DK point, ceiling in this one. It could happen. He's only 4,100, so there you go. On the other side of the ball, I got to mention my boy, virtually a lock for me at this point, Tari Eason at 5,800. I mean, you can pretty much pencil in this guy for 35 DK points a night, even against a really tough defense here in Toronto. I really don't have a problem doing that. The way he gets his baskets, his hustle, athleticism. And not to say that the Raptors aren't athletic or something like that. I'm not insinuating that at all. No way. But I just think that it's as long as, you've got Jabari Smith Jr. possibly out. If he's out, obviously, that gets him even more of a boost. But you've got no Kevin Porter Jr., you've got no Jalen Green. Someone's got to score here. And, Kevin Martin Jr. is fine, whatever, sure. Eric Gordon, fine, whatever, sure. Tari Eason's the guy I'm looking at, though, that's if I'm a Houston Rockets fan, I'd be the most excited about for his future. And I don't think that's a crazy thing to say. I think it's pretty run-of-the-mill statement there, pretty average take. Not hot at all. Lukewarm take. Not even lukewarm. Pretty cold, honestly. Not freezing, though. It's not a freezing take. Anyways, let's move on, though. Let's talk about Atlanta Hawks and the Utah Jazz. I do have some interest in this game. I got interest in marketing at 8,400. I just don't see anyone else in that price range, slightly below the other guys, so if you need to have a little bit of a price saver at top because you're more interested in some of the mid-range guys, which that's not me in this one. Sometimes it is, though, so I get it. 8,400 for Lauri Markkanen against a pretty dreadful Atlanta Hawks defense. Makes sense to me. I could see him being, getting as many DK points as those guys at night to 9,500 range. So saves you about 1,000 there. On the other side of the ball, a guy I'm way more excited about here is Clint Capella, 6,100. I do, don't want to give away too many Wager Pass plays. So go get the Wager Pass also. It's part of Sports Ethos 360 Pass, sportsethos.com. That's where you can sign up and get both of those and all of those passes. But anyways, Clint Capella, 6,100. It's against Utah Jazz, against Walker Kessler. It's going to be an interesting matchup. I'm going to be watching that a little bit. I want to see how Walker Kessler handles a high flyer above the rim, blocking the basketball type center. I mean, I think he'll do fine. I think Walker Kessler is a talented guy. I'm not like entirely on the Walker Kessler hype train, but I'm pretty well on it. I've got like 1.5 feet on it. Not 2 feet in. 1.5 feet in. But I do think, it's going to be an interesting matchup there. I do think, though, Capella at 6,100 is just a little bit underpriced there. I think he's definitely going to get a double-double for you. And I think blocks are in play here, too. Absolutely. I think it's pretty decent ceiling there on Clint Capella. Washington Wizards and the Portland Trailblazers. I've got to put my guy Bradley Beal at 7,400 on there. I've been riding this Beal train for a little while now. He is a previous, 2019 that he was almost the scoring champion of the NBA? I think he might have ended up second, maybe. Was he first? I can't remember. I mean, who really cares who leads us to the NBA in scoring? Like, whatever. But he was up there. This is a scorer, man. He is an absolute scorer. Still getting his legs under him a little bit from the injury, being out all season, basically. Portland Trailblazers, though, maybe no Jeremy Grant, who's like kind of the anchor of their defense. I don't know. Things could get ugly here. And I know I played in the last one, Bradley Beal, and I think he had like 44 or 88 points or something like that. So looking for something like that again, I think it's very possible here. Another guy that could be a little bit of price here for you, a little step down here from top guys if you want to go a little bit more of the mid-range route. But a guy I'm probably even more excited about and more sold on is Denny Avdija at 5,000. I think people are going to forget about him a little bit because of the postponed game. Didn't play in the last one, so they haven't been rostering him for about 3 or 4 days now. And, yeah, I mean, once they sent Rui Hachimura out, I think he scored like 32 or so DK points and over in three straight games. And, you know, look, I mean, I'm not guaranteeing that continues, but I do think as long as those minutes are there, the usage is there, I don't see any reason he's going to score less than, you know, 30 DK points, which is 6x value at 5,000. If he has a stinker, he's probably going to put up 25. That's 5x value. I mean, it's not going to kill you. I don't think he's got a crazy high ceiling. He's not going to, probably not going to score, you know, 45, 50 DK points. It's just not going to happen. It's not really what he does. But at 5,000, yeah, just go get him. Limiting lineups. He's nearly a lock for me as well. I do have some interest. Like, you know, I'll mention him at the end here. Let's talk about the Detroit Pistons and Charlotte Hornets game here. A couple of guys I got here. And it's on the Detroit side against the Charlotte Hornets, who are just still not very good. I know my Bulls just beat them tonight. And, you know, they should have, because the Hornets are... I don't know if you could say worse team in the league. I mean, the Spurs exist, and they're tanking. It's hard to say. Because it doesn't feel like the Spurs are really trying to, you know, not win games. But still, I think the Hornets are giving them a run for their money. They're not very good. So, yeah, I have some interest here in Bojan Bogdanovic at 6,600. I think he's got to be licking his chops here. Probably one of the last chances to do a little bit of a showcase here for the trade deadline. Probably looking to get to a contender. And I think the Pistons have every reason to inflate his value as much as possible and try to do that for him. Because the Pistons are also not very good. Let's not be around the bush here. They have okay Cunningham, so it's rough, a little rough to judge them entirely. They give some promising pieces, probably more promising than Charlotte, honestly. But I digress. I think Bojan could have a very big game here at 6,600. I think, you know, I definitely have a lot of interest in him there. Yeah, do you want to go Bojan? Do you want to go Paolo? I haven't mentioned him yet. Paolo Banchero, 6,800. I've got interest in him as well. I guess the Minnesota Timberwolves. I think he's going to be a slept on here. That's such a low price for Paolo. But I'll talk about him. Sorry. So do you want to go Bojan or Banchero? You know, that's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm not sure. I'm going back and forth. I think right now I've got Bojan just because he fits my salary. That's the only reason. All right, the other guy I want to mention on Detroit, though, Jalen Duren at 5,400, had some monster games, hasn't been having monster games recently, but this is the Charlotte Hornets. We all know where to attack the Charlotte Hornets. You attack them at the center position. I think Jalen Duren might be my lock of the day. So I've got like three guys, I got two guys that are almost locks. I think Jalen Duren's my one lock. I think he's going to be chalky. I think a lot of people are going to have him. But that's okay. I don't mind. 5,400 is just such a good price point there for a center. Pretty much guaranteed to put a value for you there. Yeah, that's my chalk I'm eating for sure. Let's talk about Banchero, though, against Minnesota. So, yeah, I'm flipping the script a little bit here. You guys know I usually go with my guy, Anthony Edwards. Not too into him here. I think he's fine if you want to go with Anthony Edwards. I can't really argue against that, though. He's like nearly 10,000, though. You know, kind of value is just kind of squeezed out at that point. And, I mean, Banchero's, he's been in the mid 7,000s pretty much all season. I'm getting a pretty cheap discount here on him. I mean, what are we looking for here? He's at 6,800. We're looking for like a 40, 45 DK point game. I mean, I can get that. It's a little tough, maybe. I absolutely think he can get there, though. I think he could. I'm very high on this young kid. I think he's a very talented player. All right, let's move on, though. Let's talk about Thrive Fantasy. If you aren't signed up at Thrive, go use promo code ETHOS to get your first deposit match up to $250. And you're going to pick some player props. And you're going to win some money. You pick 5 or 10 player props in a tournament. And the highest score wins a share of the prize pool. I do have a couple here, just two plays here. I don't think I'm going to play this late. I'm not super excited about it. But let me see, Pascal Siakam, over 37.5 points, rebounds, assists. You guys know I'm playing that in real life. It's 105 points here against the Houston Rockets. Yeah, I think I'm snagging it all day. Snagging that all day. You know, he didn't even shoot it well in the last one, and he hit me 36.5 or so. He's going to get easier looks in this one. So, yeah, I think 37.5 is definitely within reach. Lauri Markkanen, over 8.5 rebounds. That's 95 points against Atlanta Hawks. Yeah, no reason to believe he won't be able to grab that. You know, John Collins and Clint Capella are good rebounders. No doubt about it. He's going to be playing next to Kelly Olynyk. That's the thing that probably makes me like this the most, is that Kelly Olynyk is more of a perimeter-oriented big. And so as long as he's out there a little bit, I think Lauri has a good chance to go over 8.5 rebounds. But that's going to do it for us, guys. That's going to do it for me. I'm going to go hit the sack and hopefully enjoy these Friday games with you guys. But if you want to follow me on Twitter, I am at BSVPKeith. And please do subscribe and like the show wherever you're listening. Tell your friends about it. Tell your family. Tell all your DFS buddies and fantasy buddies all about our show. We love you guys. We need to spread the word a little bit more. So help me out with that and get people listening. I would greatly appreciate it. But until next time, go get that money.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.